Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's happening, my dear?
Okay. Somebody has got married. This was quite a surprise. It was revealed yesterday when she turned up for a photo shoot. Well, it was actually an event in Wicklow. I'll give you a clue.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sportswoman, probably the most famous sportswoman or one of the most famous sportswomen to have ever come out of Ireland.
Our greatest ever export.
Yes.
Import, outport.
Yes.
The greatest of all time.
Yes.
The greatest to ever do it. It's our friend Katie Taylor.
It is. She's married.
She's married.
She's married.
Katie Taylor is married.
Yeah.
She kept that so quiet. I don't think anybody knew that, did they?
She's gone out of her way to obviously keep it private.
Yeah, which is nice.
Fair
enough. I like that, yeah.
I think she's based in America most of the time now, isn't she?
Yeah.
But all we know about the husband is that he is American and his name is Sean.
That's a nice name. It's kind of Irish. Well, like that, we'll marry you. Had you been married to Katie Taylor? What time did you get in at last night? I got in about 1 a.m. Well, it says in the Ring doorbell it was 5. Did you leave out the blue bin? I left that. Did you put out the recycling bin yesterday?
Do you mean dumpster? What do they call a bin in America?
The garbage.
The garbage?
Yeah, ma'am, I put out the garbage. Yeah, what bin did you put out? The blue one, ma'am. It's the green one. What a brave, brave man.
Brave, brave man. So, we of course wish her all the best. She turned up in Wicklow yesterday with her husband. Apparently they got married at the start of this year.
Congratulations, gang.
Congratulations indeed. The Traitors was on again last night. The Traitors are attempting to recruit one player, but that person chose to decline, meaning the game remains with two Traitors and no murder took place last night. But they're all now starting to speculate and create alliances with each other to try and influence the vote. Have a listen to this.
Okay. Which one am I playing first now?
Suspicions.
Four names. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to throw them out.
I'm still suspecting Andrew.
I still feel the same. I think it's him.
I just don't trust Patrick.
I'm not saying he said, she
no,
said.
No, no, you I just
don't.
Someone said something to you in
Correct.
Confidence and they're
Correct.
Going to bring
and that's
it to
stay
table.
That way.
Perfect.
I'm leaning towards more Caitlin that it is. A traitor.
Every night I'm coming out of the throat.
Mm-hmm. But I could just get rid of Paddy just as easy.
Hey, how's
hello,
you
hello. Morning.
Everyone's looking for somebody else. Names are flying left and right.
I'm just going to say now, because my biggest suspicion right now is Will.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There you go. So there's names floating around the place. It was another really thrilling round table as well last night.
I really need to sit down and catch up on this stuff. I'm way behind on everything. I don't know what's going on.
Another traitor was banished, but that leaves just one traitor. And at last, as the last remaining traitor has a connection to the outside world within the castle, will that person that they attempt to recruit be that person? Will it be that person?
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to this.
Blackmail, you say?
After a devastating second night in a row, our now lone traitor will return to the castle with a very difficult decision in the offing. Choosing a faithful they wish to recruit. Should they refuse, they will be murdered. Some might call that blackmail. And they'd be right. Yeah, it is. I suppose it is blackmail. It is.
Okay.
She's really good, isn't she?
Superb. The best you could put in there for it. Yeah.
You know, some people are saying that the Ireland Traitors
is better than the English one.
Yeah. No, it's the best one yet.
I've read that everywhere. That's the best version of it. Yesterday's show meeting was interesting because Victoria started telling me about a 15-year-old saint.
This is a crazy story. This guy was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he passed away, which is very sad. But he's now been made the first millennial Catholic saint. He was canonised at the weekend. There was a massive mass held in St. Peter's Square.
Mm-hmm.
80,000 people saw him. So to become a saint, like, you have a number of predictions and miracles must be proven. So
predictions and miracles, you say?
Predictions and miracles. So there was two of his miracles that were passed in order to for him to become a saint.
Okay.
And one of them was that a Costa Rican girl studying in Italy had suffered a major head trauma, and apparently the girl's mother had prayed at Carlo's tomb, invoking his spirit, which led to the girl's full recovery. So that went through all the you know, the protocols within the Vatican, and okay. he's now become a saint. So he's embalmed and beautified, laying in a huge open casket, wearing a pair of Nikes, baggy jeans, and a hoodie.
He's in a pair of Air Max and wearing a hoodie.
Nice.
There's a statue of him that's been placed in St. Eugene's Cathedral in Derry, and he looks like Danny Zuko, but he's wearing a polo shirt. He's got sunglasses hanging off the polo shirt and a pair of jeans and his hands on his hips, and he's standing up there.
It's a new direction for saints, I must say. It's the first time Nike are going to jump on a brand deal on this one.
I'm not sure, yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. This is his mum, by the way.
And this is a choice of God.
But what does it feel like? I mean, to see the relics of your son, to see the body relic.
That's his part of the church since the beginning.
But that's not normally what a mother can experience when they lose a son.
But I have luckily the faith, and I believe. I really believe there is an afterlife, there is God. I don't find this strange.
Yeah, it must be pretty difficult though, but she seems to be like,
oh, she's absolutely
completely comfortable with it.
But when you see him, have a look online if you see it. It's bizarre.
It really is.
He's a modern day teenager by all accounts, and he's laying next to all these old saints.
You were telling me about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I'm heading for
what?
For sainthood.
What?
Saint Kitty.
Bishop Casey. Oh no, that didn't work too well the last time, did it?
Why, what have you done?
Nice.
I got that one.
I've only three kids at home. It's okay.
Have you done?
Well,
you have to have you see. They have to, you have to have proven.
This
things.
Took me hours to go back over the logger and find clips of things that I have said that have come true.
God.
My predictions. I am telling you what might actually happen, even though we've beaten Tipperary before, Rory. We could go out there, hammer them in the first half, and then get trashed in the second half. Yeah. That could happen.
It would.
Yeah. Because absolutely the worst thing that could possibly happen to Cork. Imagine if we didn't have Lennox's. Imagine if that played shut down. Cork would shut down.
We're always going to have Lennox's.
We're going to the World Cup, Rory.
We certainly are. That wave is going to be class.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not ready to be canonised just yet.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Someone sent this into the show, Kelly. I think you'll find this interesting. Madonna is 65. Her boyfriend is 27.
Good Lord.
Cher is 77.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend is 35.
Yeah.
If you're still single at the moment, relax. Your boyfriend hasn't been born yet. It's going to be fine.
They like an age gap, the two of them.
And that is some serious
age gap.
Wouldn't
be
for me. All together now, everyone.
Oh, God.
Yes.
What is going on?
Sing it to me, Cork.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
If you're a lad in a relationship at the moment, you're married, or maybe you're going out with your lady or your lad for quite some time, but you need to get to the World Cup, there is planning permission that needs to be ordered and put in. You got to set the foundations to get to this tournament. We were all hopeful, with an Irish win last night, that maybe we were heading in that general direction. It's not going to happen.
We are not.
It's not going to happen. Who have you got there, Vic?
We've got Gary on the line.
Hello, Gary.
Good morning.
Where are you off to, Gary?
I am going to the World Cup regardless of Ireland.
Gary Kidd.
You're dead right.
You're heading off. So you were going to go regardless if we qualify or not. But then who are you going to support when you get over there? Are you going to go across the pond?
Scotland are going to qualify, hopefully.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So yeah, we can all roll in behind the Scots.
There you go.
Or England, you never know.
Controversially, I'm a big Liverpool fan, and I would follow the English. No, I wouldn't go where the English fans go, but I would cheer on England over there.
Yeah.
You know, closest neighbours and all that.
Just a bit of an awkward silence there.
Well, wasn't there? Yeah.
Just a small bit. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk to you this morning is, Gary, how did you get World Cup planning permission over the line? what's the approach?
The approach is keeping your wife happy.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's I'd it. Say so. So step one. Tell me how you got to this green light. Step one.
It was a long. I have friends in New York, and he came over for. He's a Newcastle fan. He came over last year.
Yeah.
And we went to the Newcastle game, and over a few points, we discussed the World Cup, how I'd love to go. I've never been to a major tournament, mm-hmm. and he said, "Hey, come along. You don't need any accommodation. Stay in my house. All you need to do is book flights." I was like, perfect.
Okay, so
perfect opportunity.
So you went back to the financial director of the home and went, look, I'm saving a fortune by sleeping on Sean's couch.
Yeah.
So that's going to save a lot of money. Was there any kind of bite back from her when you kind of even just planted the seed that you'd be missing for nearly a month?
Yes.
Really? Was there?
That's so surprising.
Interesting.
The first thing that came out of her mouth. Sorry, her name is Sonia. I shouldn't be calling
Hello,
her.
Hello, Sonia.
Her name
is Sonia.
Good morning, Sonia.
So the first thing that came out was, "What do you mean you're going for a month? When are we going to get to do our family holiday?"
Yeah.
So I was like,
"What was the answer?"
I was like, "We'll fit that in. There's no problem.
Yeah,
it's easy. We'll fit that in." So it was an initial no. I left it go for a couple of weeks, and then I brought it back up again over a glass of wine and Chinese and a glass of wine. You bring it back.
Yeah,
up
yeah,
and
yeah. Just keep topping up that glass there, Gar.
Just drop it in every now and then.
Yeah.
I know. Look, we're together 26 years. So, I mean, she knows me inside out. So if she said no to something, I'm just going to go and do it anyway. So.
Yeah. You're dead.
That's the secret.
The more she said no, the more I'll just go and do it.
So you're going to have two holidays this year. Oh, my God. Or that year of the World Cup. You'll be a very lucky man. Sonia, you're a saint and a very, very patient woman.
You are indeed.
But you are also iconic. And I suggest that many more ladies across Cork who are married to men with the intention of going to the World Cup this year, follow in Sonia's footsteps and release the hounds. let them off.
No, that being said, I suppose I do have to do a couple of bits around the house. So yes. I hate DIY. I'm the worst person to do DIY you could ever imagine in the world. And she wanted the kitchen done up recently. I'm in the middle of it actually.
Gary, and I'm telling you this here and now, Gary. You're going to be paying for this trip for the next 15 years. All right, guarantee. You get 1 month off. You're never going to hear the end of it. Listen, have an amazing time over there, and your wife's a legend. Fair play,
well
Gary.
Done.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Next year, as you know, a huge amount of gigs rolling into Cork. Obviously, the Kingfisher lads have been announced for Virgin Media Park. There's a huge amount more gigs we'll hear of coming up to Christmas because they want to get the old Christmas tickets out.
Yeah.
You have David Gray and Divine Comedy on the bill in the same night.
Oh, so good.
Two dates next year at Live at the Marquee. Now, the man, Neil Hannon of Divine Comedy, he is the guy who created Father Ted's theme tune.
Yeah.
So Songs of Love by Neil Hannon was chosen to be arguably one of the most iconic theme tunes of all time.
Yeah.
So I asked him about it last week because I wanted to see, is he still getting the few cheeky checks coming in? There's a very famous story, Neil, of David Chase, the creator of Sopranos, sat down with Alabama 3 and said, listen, I really like your song and we're doing this pilot for a show called Sopranos. It may go somewhere, we don't know, but I really would like to use your song as the theme. And he wrote them a check for $15,000 and they took it, when they should have taken a royalty deal that would have made them millions. Are you still getting big fat checks for Father Ted?
Yes and no. It just depends on sort of where the it's being played.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really don't know the details, but I know that we still sort of make some quids off it.
Yeah.
I think we probably did quite a bad deal.
Yeah, they could have made a lot more out of it.
That's the thing. You don't know at the time, do you necessarily?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Let's fly through these. You got to give me 10 out of 10. We've only got 60 seconds, Kian. Let's play.
Let's play in 3, 2,
Kian, what airline is currently on strike?
Aer Lingus.
Question 2, who presents Saturday Night Takeaway? Saturday Night Takeaway, two lads.
Oh, Anton Deck.
Question three. Who played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Question number four. Which Kardashian was married to Kanye West?
Kim Kardashian.
What movie doctor talks to the animals?
Dr. Doolittle.
Question number six. Who voices the character Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Question number seven. Who had a hit with Girls Just Want to Have Fun? We just played it about 25 minutes ago, buddy. Question number eight. Spain play who tonight in the Euros?
France.
Question number nine. Who plays Batman's butler in The Dark Knight?
Michael Caine.
And question number 10. Cork hero Michael Collins died in what year?
1922.
Okay, let's go back. See how you get on. Right before the buzzer.
Yeah, he flew through it. Well done, Cian.
Cian, what's your full name and where are you from again exactly?
Cian O'Driscoll. I live in Carrigaline.
Cian O'Driscoll lives in Carrigaline. I thought we had you down from Mallow, did we?
Yeah, he works.
Works in Mallow. My bad. So you got to drive from Carrigaline to Mallow every day.
Yeah.
It's a few quid on juice, isn't it? Cheaper to buy a horse, Cian, wouldn't it? Alright, let's go back over these and see how you get on. Right, Aer Lingus is correct. Anton Deck is correct. Hugh Jackman played Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which Kardashian was married to Kanye West? Kim. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle is correct. Mike Myers is the voice of Shrek. Cyndi Lauper is correct for Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It took your time on that one, buddy. I thought you were going to skip out on that one. France is correct. Michael Caine is correct. And for €1,000 in cash, Cork hero Michael Collins died in what year? You said 1922. Buddy, the answer I was looking for was 1922. You did it, you did it, you did it, yes! Another winner! Hey man, you well done. Well done, well done. You pulled that 1922... Did you pull that?
Because I very rarely actually enter. I enter the odd time, but I know some people definitely enter every day. They never get on. But yeah,
you
sure.
See?
Take your shot and your score. Yeah.
There you go.
Brilliant.
1922. Was that a guess year?
I knew I was actually going to say 21. I knew it was around the 20s, but I sure, yeah.
Well done,
hey,
Ian.
That was brilliant.
That's a nice start to a Tuesday morning, isn't
10
it?
10 out of 10. A grand in your hand. €1,000, buddy. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks very much. Red FM
Breakfast. This is unbelievable, Vic. A study has revealed that some species of female frogs play dead to avoid mating with the males they're not fond of.
Are you sure that's just frogs?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure not. Research from National History Museum of Berlin found the tonic immobility is a tactic used by frogs to brush off unwanted mates.
Yeah, well, there you go. Do what you got
to
do.
This refers to the stiffening of arms and legs outstretched in a pose.
Oh my God, I'm trying that. I'm totally going to try that.
I can't, I'm dead. That's the fourth time you've been dead this month, love.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.